I don't know about Pastor going to Cornwall for a crab. We spent 30 years living in East Anglia, and we'd say Cromer was the best place. Never mind. I was just praying a few weeks ago about the about a word from God, and the Lord kept bringing me back to a scripture in the Psalms, and it's a scripture I think you'll know very well. You're probably not off by heart, because somebody in their wisdom many years ago took the scripture and stuck a tune to it, and we sing it quite frequently in the church. And I want you just to focus this morning on Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be miserable. No, we'll be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, and as I meditated upon this word again, it reminded me of some teaching I did many years ago. And I looked it up. Fortunately, I keep a hard copy of everything I ever share. And I went back to my old notes and looked it up and read and just read through what I taught. And, you know, the Lord began to speak to me from His Word. Now, let me tell you this. The word I was looking at, or the notes that I was, I taught words. I preached in 2002. So you can work it out how long ago. 12 years, 13 years ago. And, you know, the word then was just as relevant and powerful today as what it was when I preached it 12 years ago. You know, that's the thing about God's word. You know, it never grows old. It never dates. You know, the things you read yesterday or in the week, in the Times of Malta or somewhere like that, in the newspaper, you know, it's already out of date. It's old news. You know, I like to, actually it amuses me somehow. You can read something on the internet and they say, this great news story, you think, I heard that a few days ago, you know, it was on the TV or it was in the paper. You think, it's not really new news, it's old news. But God's word is current, it's up to date. And it doesn't matter whether the word was preached 10, 15, 20 years ago, or just yesterday, you know, it's still as relevant today as it was back then. Do you know the words that we read in the scriptures? You might think, well, you might say, well, that's a new message. You know, they were spoken thousands of years ago, and they're still relevant today. Amen. What a great God we have. His word is so up to date. You know, that's why I love that illustration that Pastor just gave us. And I don't know which wise preacher it was, but he put it like this. You know, a Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. You know, and that's so true. A Bible that's falling apart. They're not falling apart through neglect or through misuse, but because of being read. Usually belongs to someone whose life isn't falling apart. You know, they have it, I was going to say made, but that's not quite the right word there. But, you know, they have it all together. Why? Because God's word is keeping them and sustaining them. Well, let's get into this scripture this morning. I just want to do a little bit of teaching from this word. Verse 24, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, or we will rejoice, and be glad in it. Did you know this verse isn't just written for Sundays? You know, you hear some people talk, and they say, well, this, I don't know where they're coming from, but they say, this is the day, this is the Lord's day. But what about Monday? Isn't that the Lord's day? Tuesday? Wednesday? Every day. We can say, this is the day the Lord has made. You know, my father, many of you know my father, he was on mission in Kenya when I was just a little lad. And I think this was one of his first occasions in Kenya preaching. And he often used to tell the story that he came back from the mission field one on this particular occasion. He recounts this story that happened while he was there. There was an American missionary with them. And he said early in the morning, this American guy would get out of his bed and he'd shout at the top of his voice. He'd say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, he taught my father a lesson that this is, every day is a day to honor God, to say we're going to rejoice today in what God is doing. And that's really the essence of my message this morning, that this is the day that God has made. This is, God is doing something today. Today. You know, the apostle writes this, you know, he's quoting the Old Testament again. He says, today is the accepted day. Today is the day of salvation. Today. Hebrews 11 verse 1 starts with these words. Now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. You know, God is a God of the present. Yes. He's a God of today. Yes, he'll be God tomorrow. God willing. But he'll still be God. Whether we have tomorrow or not, he's still God. That's what I'm trying to say. But God is a God of the now. You know, they quizzed Jesus when he was on earth. Jesus turned to them and said, look, he said, don't you know that God isn't God of the dead, he's God of the living. Yeah, God is God right now. You know, that should get us excited. We should rejoice that this is the day the Lord has made. You know, I want us to focus this. Well, just look at that word there at the end of that first line. This is the day the Lord has made. Now, in English, we have two verbs where a lot of languages only have one word for this word here, make. And that's, we have two words, make and do. And in, if you look at the original language here that this was written in, you'll see that this word here, made, can also be translated do. In actual fact, it is translated do. Joe, can you just come down to verses 22, I think, 21 or 22. No, verse 15. Keep going. Yeah, 15 and 16. We have the same word in Hebrew here. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Do and make. The same verb. The same word here in the Hebrew. You know, so we can say this. You know, and this word has many applications in the original language. You know, so I'm going to take the liberty this morning of using the word do instead of make. You know, this is the day the Lord, instead of putting it in the past, I'm going to make it present, is doing and will do. This is the day of God's doing. Let's put it like that. The day of God's doing. Because God is going to do something today for you. Amen. Now, you may not know what it is yet, but God is going to do something good for you today. Because God is a good God. This same verse, this is the day the Lord has made, in the Message translation, says this. It says, this is the very day God acted. The very day God acted. You know, this is the day. Now let me just go through some of those applications where we can use this, different translations for this Hebrew verb here. The most popular ones are to do or to make, as I said. Another word we have in the Hebrew which can equally be translated is the word accomplish for this verb. This is the day that God will accomplish something. To advance, appoint, to bring forth, to furnish or equip, to perform, to provide, or to show or make known. And the last one, and there are many others, but the last one I've got written down here is this here. We can say, to take action. Now this is the day the Lord has made. And I just want to go through and just give you a few scriptures this morning. I'll be just a couple of minutes, I promise. You know, this is the day God will accomplish his purpose and plan. Now, in the book of Exodus, we read these words. And again, I've got them already typed out and written down, so we don't have to turn just for the sake of time. In Exodus 14, verse 13, we have these words. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever." You know, God says here, says God is going to accomplish something for them today. Now, we know that was victory over their enemies. You know, as God made a way through the Red Sea for them. And he promised them that they would see the Egyptians, they would see their enemy no more. You know, maybe for some today, they're going through some hard things. You know, maybe the enemy is doing his best to try and distract you. To try and get you to go off course. I believe we could say of this in this verse here, this is the day that God will accomplish victory over his enemies, on your enemies, for you today. In order to bring about his purpose and plan for you. One of those other words was that God will advance you. And what does the word advance mean? It means to push you forward. To help you on your way. Actually, one of the words, actually the word translated there as advance, very often in the scripture is the word prosper. To help you on your way. Now come away, and you know, we always hear this word prosper, we always automatically, he's talking about money. No. Prosper, to help on the way. To advance you. God's blessing comes upon us in order to advance us and aid us as we go forward for him. Did you know this blessing, this advancement always accompanies obedience? There's a great verse in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2. And let me read these to you. It says, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God, God will set you high above all nations. God will advance you. God will raise you up. Then another scripture which we know very well in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. In the NIV it says this. It says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you." That word there is the same word translated advance. "Plans to advance you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." That God has plans to push you forward, to propel you, to aid you on your way. If you need something from God, you need a blessing from him, this is the day the Lord has made. The Lord will do. The Lord will advance. But it comes because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. If you're in disobedience, you can't expect promotion. You can't expect to be advanced. because God will advance those that obey. In John 15, verse 14, we read another scripture which talks about God doing something. You know, in one of the translations of this word here that we got as made in the scriptures is a point. And in John 15 it says this, Jesus said this to his disciples. He says, and includes us. He says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. You know, God will appoint something for you today. You know what that something is? It's fruit bearing. God has something for you. Maybe it's a change of direction for you. Maybe it's a new sphere of ministry, and that God began to speak that to me 2 or 3 years ago. But God appoints us, whatever he calls us to do, he calls us to be fruitful. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. God wants you to be fruitful this morning. You know, this is God's appointed season. Because what he says here in the end of the verse, he says that you can ask the Father, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. You know, for some of us, we've been praying for things a long time, many years maybe. Well, I believe that in these days, as the days are getting nearer to the coming of the Lord, you know, more and more prayers are being answered. You know, this is God's, I could say this, this is God's appointed season for many prayers to be answered. Things that we've been praying for, seeking God for some for years, maybe the family members to come to know the Lord. Whatever you ask the Father in Jesus' name, he may give you in his appointed season. And I believe God's appointed season is now. Amen. Now is the day of salvation. The scripture says, God's appointed season is now. Let me just give you one more and to wrap up. You know, this is the day that God will equip and furnish you. What for? What do we need equipping for? Well, Timothy says, for every good work. And how do we equip ourselves? Well, God has given us his word. That's why it's important that we study it. That's why it's important that we come on a Sunday night and a Wednesday night and a Sunday morning. And whenever we get to, and we read it at home, we read it as a family unit, we read it individually. You know, God has given us his word to fully equip us for every good work. Whatever God has for you this year, this new year of 2015, whatever path he calls you to tread, you need God's word. Think of it like this. A soldier or someone in the army, they don't go to battle without training first. They have to be trained. Then you don't go into battle without your armory, your weapons. And the Bible likens this, God's word to a sword. And no Christian soldier should ever go into battle cold without training or without his sword. Why? Because Timothy writes this in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped and furnished for every good word. Every good work. Every good work. You know, this is the day of God's action. You know, God's going to do so many wonderful things this year. You know, I've got so much I want to share from this verse, and just one message isn't enough. So I'll save some things for another time. But you know, this is the day the Lord has made. You know, we can rejoice and be glad in it. Do you know what the psalmist said? Look at verse 23. Yeah, 23. Now he's talking about the scripture I quoted a little earlier on about the stone which the builders rejected become the chief cornerstone. But the psalmist could say this in verse 23. It says, "This was the Lord's doing." Same verb as we had in made in verse 24. "This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." No wonder he could say it's marvelous, because God is a God of action. God is always doing something, and it's always marvelous. He saved you. You know, that was the greatest act of God's work. The greatest day of God's doing took place at the cross. He provided the Lamb. He made it possible for men to come into a relationship with Him. He appointed salvation to all who would call on His name. He accomplished His intended purpose and plan. And through Jesus' death on the cross, God brought the blessing of Abraham upon man so that they could be advanced and pushed forward into all that God has for them. Amen. God bless you.